Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The former companion and co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein met with the Deputy Attorney General today. Ghislaine Maxwell is serving 20 years for a sex trafficking conviction.
The session at the U.S. Attorney's office in Tallahassee lasted roughly 6 hours.
It was a very productive meeting. We're proud of Ms. Maxwell.
Attorney David Marcus wouldn't say what his client was asked.
There were a lot of questions and we went all day. And she answered every one of them.
Going into the meeting, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said he hoped to ask Ghislaine Maxwell whether she believes anyone else should be charged in the sex trafficking of minors. The House Oversight Committee hopes to question her next month. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The U.S. and Israel have ended Gaza ceasefire talks in Qatar, accusing Hamas of not negotiating in good faith. It comes as aid groups in Gaza are warning of severe starvation. Severe heat keeping its grip on the country with dangerous triple-digit temperatures and humidity expanding into the northeast. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced at noon today that he is not seeking a third term for governor. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after 2 terms in office.
For 5 decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far that field is wide open. On the Republican side, 2 candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cusick.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning 5 of their 6 games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Terang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Terang, you know, responded with some hits and a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good, played good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we, you know, knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech. You know, everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers and storms ending, we'll see partly cloudy skies tonight. Light winds and lows in the upper 60s. Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, mid-80s in the afternoon. Showers and storms Friday night. Some of the rain will be locally heavy. It's 84 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, free ticket Friday, a four-pack of tickets up for grabs for the hottest team in baseball. And Dan Schaefer is going to help us recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights as we barrel towards the weekend here. Great to have you with me. We are broadcasting live from Madison tonight. We are downtown in Madison overlooking State Street here on a beautiful night here in Madison. Last night, I said a beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin because my phone said that Wisconsin had pretty good weather, and I found out moments later that up in Marinette there was a huge storm, and in Green Bay it was terrible, and people lost power. So I am not a meteorologist, Dom. That's all I'm saying.
You're not? Are you sure?
I'm not. I'll do a five-day forecast with the best of them, but don't expect it to be accurate. Dom is filling in for Conrad tonight. Don?
Yeah.
Dom, your last name is?
Lee.
Lee,
yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very Italian.
The last name.
Is it short for something?
It's no, just Lee.
Just Lee.
Very easy to write on report cards and all that stuff.
Six letters in your whole name.
That's it.
You were a kid, when you were in school, did you put Dominic Lee or just Dom Lee?
It was Dominic, full government name. But my parents always call me Dom.
Yeah.
So I just kind of stuck with it.
Does anybody call you D?
My prom date back in high school.
That's kind of cute. Yeah. Are you guys still in touch?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
So. It ended poorly?
Yes.
That is the voice of Dom Lee, folks. He is producing tonight. The K-Man is off. Why did Conrad have the night off? Do we know?
I have no idea.
Is he just horsing around?
I think he's just horsing around. Didn't he go to a wedding or something?
He might have had a wedding.
Maybe it was a wedding. Yeah.
I can't keep track of... I had his schedule on my Palm Pilot, and now I can't find it. So wherever Conrad is, I'm sure he's having a great night with his horseplay or whatever he is up to, his ne'er-do-wellness. But Dom Lee is filling in tonight. More than capable. You are a great producer, Dom. We worked together, was it about 3 weeks ago?
I think it was 3 weeks ago when it was pouring rain. That's right. Yeah, that was crazy.
That was the night Daryl Burnett came in here, and it looked like he just got out of the tub.
Yeah.
He got down. Oh, that's right. And then you gave he and his wife
a ride back to his place because they—
To their car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a crazy night.
He was a trooper. That was a crazy night. Well, it's good to be working with you again. Let's have some fun tonight. As I mentioned before, I've been doing the show from Madison all week, folks, and still the same Nightlight, different studio, and a different view out the window, but still the same old Nightlight. We are talking about things that make us happy in life, things that bring us together, like sports, entertainment, movies, TV, comedy, music. We're covering it all here on Nightlight, and we hope to help you ease into your evening over the next couple hours. So great to have you with me. We got a great question tonight. Two great guests. At 6:35, Steve Cochran will be here. Steve is a radio legend, folks. He is one of the people that I don't have many mentors because I didn't always do radio, but probably the guy I listened to the most over the last, 20 years, With Steve Cochran, because he's just a great radio personality. He's funny, he's insightful, very intelligent guy, and I love having him on the show. He's been on once before. He's going to do the popcorn pick of the week tonight, so that will be fun. The popcorn pick of the week, of course, is when we give you a movie suggestion that you can check out this weekend. It's Thursday night, perfect time to give a suggestion, and we will leave you with a pick tonight that you can check out. Compliments of Steve Cochran. So that's at 6:35. We do that every week. And then 7:20, one of our faves, Tim Sowers from the Overture Center here in Madison will be here. Not in person. You know why Tim's not going to be here in person, Dom?
Why?
Because Wicked is happening across the street at the Overture Center tonight.
Wow.
Tim's place of employment. And he did not want to fight traffic.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. I said, of course, Tim, you will have you on the stream. I would assume he has a parking spot over there because he's the chief artistic experiences director, but...
I would hope so.
Maybe he pulls like a sports event thing and rents it out to somebody. I don't know. But we'll have Tim here at 7:20. He's going to tell us about what's coming up at the Overture Center over the next couple months. They've got some great shows. One in particular, Back to the Future on stage. I'm so curious to see that. And I want to ask Tim about that one. That's the big one I want to ask him about. And also The Great Gatsby. That's another great show they have coming up there at the Overture. So we'll talk to Tim about that at 7:20. And we got a lot to get to, so let's not waste any more time. The horsing around is pretty much over. I'm excited today because I don't know this person, but I've really... The actor Carrie Coon, she's just great. I first became aware of her work. She's been working forever. She's a native Wisconsinite, attended UW-Madison, I believe. And she was Emmy-nominated for Fargo, I want to say it was season 3. But she was outstanding. And she was in this last season of White Lotus, White Lotus 3, where she played a woman who was on vacation with two of her oldest friends. And that was a very funny dynamic. For those of you that watched White Lotus 3, they all kind of got along well. And then the minute one of them wasn't around, they kind of talk about her. But at the end of the day, they were all very supportive. But it was a very funny dynamic. Carrie Coon is Emmy nominated for that role as well. So... I just saw something today that said she has a 65% chance of winning that Emmy. And I don't know how they tabulate that, but I'm pulling for her. Not just because she's a native Wisconsinite. I'm a big fan of her work. She's fantastic. So something else in the news, Dom. Did you watch South Park last night?
I didn't. What happened? What happened, South Park?
Okay.
You sound disappointed.
No. It was very funny. they went after... the president, like you would not believe.
In what way?
Well, satirical, you know, mm-hmm. It was, I didn't see the whole episode. I was in my hotel room. I did not have television, access to television last night because the cable was down. However, I did see a clip on the computer and, you know, everyone thinks the firing of Stephen Colbert was political. Maybe it was. He goes after Trump on a nightly basis, but it's jokes. I mean, you know, whatever. So they let Colbert go and then they give Trey Parker and Matt Stone a $1.5 billion contract, and they do a takedown of the president like I've not seen before last night. It was hilarious, and, you know, I'm sure the president is not going to like it, but that made me think Colbert's was not political, and maybe they were losing money because what these guys did was nothing close to what Colbert had ever done toward Trump. He made jokes. All late-night hosts have made jokes about any president. If you're in favor of someone getting fired for that, that's not right.
I got to see it. I got to see it now. I really do.
Zomers has the website. You can check it out if you don't have it on your colored television at home. But it's worth taking a look. Like, they do not pull any punches. Those guys are fearless, and they've taken down a ton of people. And they're pretty bipartisan for the most part. So that was interesting. We got a text last night from Bud in Janesville. Last night, Kaylin Cole was on the show. She was in studio, and she gave us a sneak preview of her new single that she's dropping tomorrow. And we listened to it together here. It was great. It was great to have her in the studio. And Bud, who is from Janesville in the 608, and he delivers papers and listens to our rebroadcast from 4 to 6 a.m., and he drops us a text once in a while. He says, "Hey, Pete, I knew the name Kaylin Cole sounded familiar. Rocker had her on live on Max Inc. She did the acoustic version of Mistreated Right for Rocker. It was cool to hear the song with a band. The circle is now full. Love your show, Bud from Janesville. Thank you, Bud. Yeah, she played the acoustic version on this show as well, and that's great too. But I agree with you, Bud, that when you have a whole band behind her, and just, I just love the way it was composed. It was great. So it was great to have Kaylin on the show last night. And before we get to our question of the night, Dom, I didn't know you were, you could really cut a rug. You got kind of a soft shoe.
Well,
tell us what's up.
Okay. Yes. So this past, I think 2 weeks ago, every Tuesday, I've been starting to go line dancing. And something about it. At the first week, I was like, this is just not for me. I know this is not for me. The next thing you know, I went back this past Tuesday, and I absolutely loved it.
Really?
I don't know what it was. It was just something about it. I still don't know if it's for me, but it's just, I don't know. It gets you moving. You know, it gets the blood churning. And, yeah, I really enjoy it.
It's not too
popular.
well, it might not be. It was popular. Like, I remember when I was doing stand-up in the 90s. After the comedy shows, at some of these smaller places, like in the Sticks, they would clear the tables and they would have line dancing. People had a blast with it.
Yeah, it is really fun. I went with my girlfriend and I went with a few other friends as well.
Oh,
we all just
fun.
Went to a big group and it was a very enjoyable
Did
time.
Did you feel a step slow or were you able to keep up?
I felt a step slow.
Really?
I am terrible at dancing. Dancing
okay.
is just not my forte. But what it is having a good time, Pete.
Yes, you and Casper and I went to Paul's that one night.
We did.
And you got carded, didn't you?
I did get carded, yes, yes. I just, I have a young guys. Face.
You know, do.
It's just something about it. But
Dom is actually 52 years old, folks, if you're watching on the stream. But well, that's cool. Keep us posted on the line dancing. You say it's not popular, and it's probably not as popular as it was, but it was a phenomenon for a while.
Really?
People had a blast with it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
People still do. It's a fun time.
All right, so without further ado, folks, it is Woody Harrelson's birthday. It's either today or yesterday, but in honor of Woody Harrelson, we are about to drop our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? Every once in a while, we get an actor birthday where they've done so many movies that even casual fans of entertainment have seen Woody Harrelson in something. So that's our question of the night in honor of Woody's birthday. What's your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? Could be Woody on Cheers. Could be TV. Could be movies. If you saw him in a play. I'm going to start, and I'm going to say True Detective, season one with Matthew McConaughey. He was great. He was outstanding. And I've got another one, too. No Country for Old Men.
Good one as well.
Where he plays, I can't think of his name right now, but he gets blown away by Chigurh in a great scene where the telephone is ringing, and Chigurh just blows him away with that high-powered whatever the heck he had. And Woody Harrelson was great in that role in showing fear. He's kind of a Texas cowboy, kind of had some panache, a little swagger. And then he got around Chigurh, and he knows what a psychopath Chigurh was. And he immediately segued from, like, you know, confidence to total fear. But I love him in True Detective, too.
Carson Wells, right? Was it?
Yes.
Carson Wells. Yep, Carson Wells.
And he, in True Detective, you got to see a lot more of him. He and McConaughey were the two cops. He was more of the level-headed one. Great stuff. Do you have a favorite Woody Harrelson movie?
I do. I am a sucker for the Hunger Games series.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in that. He was a great actor in that. And, yeah, he's awesome.
The guy is in everything.
He is.
And he's one of those guys. I just saw him in Last Breath recently, too, where he was like the crew leader of the divers. And it makes me think he is a good actor. There's no question. Is he one of the greatest actors of our time? Maybe. Maybe not. But the amount of credits he has and the variance of roles, people like him. People like to work with him. He's probably easy to work with. So I am a Woody Harrelson fan. I really like just about everything I see him in. So what is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? You can let us know on the good old-fashioned text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app, which is very easy to use, or the stream if you're watching on X, Facebook, or YouTube. Be part of the show, folks. It's fun. We will talk about another celebrity death coming up next, and we'll read your text. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on a Thursday night in Madison on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. You see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. A beautiful night here, a beautiful summer night in Wisconsin. Coming to you live from Madison tonight, where I've been all week, and I will be here through tomorrow night and then back up on the home court in Green Bay next week. We've got our question of the night is, what is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? You can answer accordingly. Pick out a role, pick out a movie, whatever you like, and we will read your text in just a moment. Hulk Hogan died. Do you know, are you familiar with Hulk Hogan?
I am. Yes, I am. Not super. I was never much into that scene, but I do know that he died. Yeah, I do know about him, definitely.
I just looked up. It was weird. Like, I do these Hollywood beats, and I was going to write one about Hulk Hogan because he was a big celebrity and passed away. And it's funny when celebrities die, like I looked him up and all I could see were negative stuff. Like he said some racial stuff. Then he tried to block a union at wrestling, broke up a friend's marriage, said he played bass for Metallica, but never did. And Metallica said, no, he never did. I'm like, I don't know anything about the guy. Like, I just remember seeing him. I think he was in a Rocky movie and I don't really follow wrestling, so I didn't know much about that. He was kind of a larger than life character. I always thought he was pretty entertaining, but man, like trying to find something.
It's all negative.
It was all negative. And then Chuck Mangione passes away.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about him except that he wrote one song. It wasn't even a song. It was a tune on the trumpet. And it made the top 40. Just a guy. Wait, was it a trumpet?
I think it was. Yes.
Tom, let's go to the Google. Now I'm panicking.
Okay, let's
I might have misspoke. Might have been a trombone? No. But it was Feel So Good. That was his, and it was on all over the radio in the 70s. And I thought, that's impressive. If you can crack the top 40, Billboard top 40, with a tune that was just you and a piece of brass. I don't know if that's ever been done before.
Trumpet.
Maybe Kenny G? It was a trumpet.
It was
okay.
A trumpet, you're right.
I thought so. Kenny G was the other one. Maybe they're the only two. I don't know. But Chuck passed away. Hulk Hogan passed away. And I don't know if this excites you, Dom. There's a new Air Bud movie.
That does excite me. That really does excite me.
Are you easily entertained?
I'm very easily entertained. That excites me.
Air Bud, the first one came out in 1997. It was a dog dunking a basketball and, you know, playing basketball. This one has to be better because, newsflash, it was not really a dog playing basketball. It was all CGI. So now the CGI is much better. It's going to look much cooler. Whether you want to see Air Bud 2 or not, it doesn't matter. And here's the weird thing. I don't mind. Hollywood just makes remakes. That's what they do. But Air Bud is basically the same story as Air Bud from 1997. A grieving boy finds a golden retriever who happens to be great at basketball. Would have loved to have been in that pitch meeting. And they become friends, and it helps him get over his grief. The new Air Bud is, you know, basically the same thing, except the grieving kid sees on a VHS tape his father's dog, and then he finds a golden retriever. I hope I'm getting this right. It's basically the same story, but he found a VHS tape of his dad.
I thought you were going to say, like, it was an actual dog dunking the basketball this time and not CGI. It's all real.
Most dogs can't even do a set shot, much less a layup or a 360. No, dogs, let's be honest. I don't think I'm going to offend anybody. Dogs suck at basketball.
I think I can agree with that,
they
too.
They are man's best friend, but they are horrible when it comes to hoops. They got no game. Speaking of Woody Allen, another one, White Men Can't Jump. That was a big Woody Harrelson movie. And one that I forgot, let's read some texts here. Eric from Madison, he's in the 608, says, Triangle of Sadness. I did not see that. Woody Harrelson movie. I'm going to pull that up on the old IMDb Pro. Thank you, Eric. That's great. I have not seen. Probably a lot of these I haven't seen. But Triangle of Sadness, 2022. He played the captain. And the producers would like to thank. They thanked Woody Allen. Why do I keep saying Woody Allen? Dom, do you have a bell or a buzzer? Every time I say Woody Allen, you got to buzz me.
I mean, yeah, I could do. I mean, maybe this is right. Let's
try
see
something.
Let's see. Let's try something.
Yeah.
That works.
That works. You know,
yeah. It's like a family feud.
If I say Woody Allen, exactly. That's perfect. That'll keep me in line. Woody Harrelson was in Triangle of Sadness. He played the captain. Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Eric. I like when people can go a little deeper, go into the weeds with some of these. It's pretty cool. Anna from Madison, she's in the 608. She says, Hi, Pete and Dominic. My favorite Woody Harrelson role is Woody Boyd on Cheers. Hard to argue with that. That's a great, he was great. And I know he played like this simpleton. He was the perfect replacement for Coach, but he was great on that show. He's very funny. One of my favorite scenes is when Sam hands Woody, he says, Woody, would you count up these receipts for me? And Woody takes them and goes, there's 8 of them, Sam. And Ted Danson says, thank you, Woody. That's what I got too. Melissa, she's listening over on Willie Street here in the 608. She says, Hi, Pete, Woody as Woody in Cheers. I have a feeling that could be our front runner all night. Not just right out of the gate. He was so great in that. Thank you very much for the text, Melissa. Maybe we'll see Melissa at Atwood Fest. Jameson in Pennsylvania, he's in the 814. It says, Woody, obviously natural born killers, but shout out to A Prairie Home Companion as well as Kingpin. Yes, Kingpin. He's great in all those, Jameson. But in Kingpin, I mean, have you seen Kingpin, Tom?
I have a long time ago, man. But I have. I definitely have.
He has sex with that older woman, and then they cut to him vomiting.
What?
And her line is, I don't know what it is about sex that always makes me crap. You really loosen things up down there.
There we go.
Thank you for that trip down memory lane, Jameson. We'll get to some more of your texts coming up soon, folks. On the other side of the news, Steve Cochran, radio legend Steve Cochran, will be here. He's going to give us the popcorn pick of the week. Tim Sauer's coming up at 7:20, talking about the Overture Center schedule. Lots going on here tonight. Be part of the show, folks. Let us know what you're thinking. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A package of bills in the U.S. Senate seeks to help lower costs for working families. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country.
Our bill ensures that no working family will pay more than 7% of their income on child care. This legislation will also provide grants to help communities in need to open new child care centers, covering startup and licensing costs. We'll also make sure that childcare workers are paid a living wage and achieve parity with elementary school teachers who have similar credentials and experience. Lastly, our bill would dramatically increase access to quality pre-K.
Baldwin said that an investment in childcare will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has launched the Child Care Bridge Payment Program, which provides $110 million in monthly direct payments to Wisconsin child care providers through June 2026. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. If you like the supernatural and the Franco brother that isn't Creepy James, check it out. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers and storms ending, we'll see partly cloudy skies tonight. Light winds and lows in the upper 60s. Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, mid-80s in the afternoon. Showers and storms Friday night. Some of the rain will be locally heavy. It's 84 at our studios.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road at WGBW in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, talking about all things Green Bay. And also, the Packers are back at training camp. We'll discuss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
I don't know your sign language yet, Dom. I don't know if you're telling me to talk or shut up or leave the building.
I didn't even know what I just did right there, too. Thank God, yeah.
You think you're line dancing, but that you don't use your hands for that. Got doing something over there. That is Dom Lee, folks. He's filling in for the K-Man tonight, coming to you live from Madison. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me. We are talking about all the things that make us happy in life, movies and TV and comedy and music. And we've got a great show tonight. Tim Sowers from the Overture Center across the street will be here at 7:20 to talk to us about upcoming events. They've got some great shows. Wicked is happening tonight. That's why I had trouble parking. But right now, this is exciting. I am about to welcome a guy who I have a great deal of respect for and admiration for. He's probably someone I've heard on the radio more than anybody over the last 20 years. And he is a radio legend. He's worked all over the country, primarily in Chicago on WGN and WLS. And he's also done some stand-up comedy. He's been in a movie. I think he can weld and maybe even do nails. We'll see. But he's a true Renaissance man, Mr. Steve Cochran. Hey, buddy.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Oh, no. You're driving, Steve. I don't want to be responsible for something horrible.
No. My wife is driving.
Oh, perfect.
We're on the way to Minneapolis. Now, she's been drinking. No, of course she hasn't.
That'll get you there
she's
faster.
She's driving, and my giant head is in the passenger seat. Now, one quick note.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of producers through the years. I know the hand signals completely. An hand signal to shut up and get out of the building. If you want, I'll hang around after the show and I'll show that to you. I've seen it many times.
I'm sorry. I know you have, and I don't understand that, but I guess that's the nature of the business. I haven't been around long enough yet to experience that, but I'm sure I will have.
Have you never been fired?
I haven't been doing radio that long. I had a OnlyFans page, Steve, that was tearing it up, and then I ended up in radio. So I guess I'd go back to that, but yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but I suspect it will at some point.
I liked your work on OnlyFans. That was the thing where people could tell you what clothing to put on.
Yeah, it turns out there's a market for people who want to watch, you know, a middle-aged guy just sit naked and put on his socks and kind of mosey around his apartment. It's just there's a fetish for everything. I don't get it.
The internet. Yeah.
Well, you're wearing your seatbelt. I'm impressed with that, Steve. You're a good citizen.
So, sure, of course.
Yeah.
Can't be too safe.
Hey, this is great to have you here. I have to ask you. First off, do you have a favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role?
Woody Harrelson. I liked White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah.
And I am, you know, they used me as a test for that. It turns out it is.
They wanted to see how little air
Woody
you got.
Woody Harrelson. Yeah. I'm drawing a blank on Woody Harrelson titles, but I like Woody in pretty much everything.
Kingpin.
Kingpin, you know, I might be the only one who didn't love Kingpin, but I got it. It was fun.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. No, that White Men Can't Jump is great. That might have been his first major movie role, aside from Cheers, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think right around the same time. And if you get a chance, I don't care if you ever saw Cheers and you see Cheers reruns, watch Cheers reruns. The cold opens are some of the best one and two joke testimonies, if you will,
yeah,
that you'll ever see. They were great.
Totally agree. And I loved Coach, but Woody, that was a great replacement. That was just brilliant.
And George Wendt, you know, was kind of the subject of most of this. I knew George for a lot of years in Chicago. And when the Blackhawks were on that 3 Stanley Cup run in 6 years,
yeah,
I did a lot of the on ice in between period stuff. So George was in town a lot. And they had him on the ice to shoot the puck, which is, you know, a game they would play. They'd have the hot girl, they'd have the civilian, and then the celebrity. And George was a big fella.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going back 15 years now. And George leaned over to me and he said, "When I shoot, I'm going to fall down." He said, "When I fall down, fall on top of me so it looks like a bit." Great dude, though, man.
Did you?
So funny and a great guy. Oh, of course. Yes, of course.
You must have had a blast just doing radio in Chicago with access to all those great Chicago actors, comedians, everybody. I mean, sure. What a time that must have been for you.
Yeah, the 90s in particular. It's funny because the 90s, especially being on the Loop, which was one of the great personality stations in the country in the 90s. And then GN as well, because everybody came through did GN. But yeah, no, listen, nothing but fun. Nothing but
yeah.
Fun.
Well,
you are lucky. I've never worked. I've never had a real job.
No, I haven't either. I keep fooling people, but you've made it to the, I mean, you were a stand up. We have that in common. I was a stand up in the 90s and I know you did stand up. I think you still do sometimes, but you also had
some. I do. We have some shows.
Yeah. And you
we got some shows coming up as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? Where are you going to be working?
The Copley Theater in Aurora in November. And I'm doing a thing in Chicago. And this is something you ought to do in Milwaukee in particular, but it's called Steve Cochran Talks to the Legends. And it would be a nice tribute to Uke, I suppose, as well in the first year since he passed. Yeah. But basically, you take the legends of Chicago. First one's going to be a sportscaster here, which a lot of folks there may know, Mark Gian Greco.
Sure.
And I'm going to sit down with Mark because there's 1,000 sports stories in the Windy City, and he covered every one of them.
How about that?
And he's a very funny dude. He's got great stories. Tom Skilling, who started in Milwaukee. Tom Skilling is going to be number 2 on this list. But these live podcast shows, it's kind of a good way for us to steal a little more money.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. So, hey, can we talk? Do you mind talking a little popcorn, movie snacks?
It's fun when you do this.
Fantastic. Okay, so Steve Cochran is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. How do you like to watch movies, Steve? Do you like to go to the theater or watch at home?
I prefer the theater, and my wife knows all my moves, so that's, you know, when I reach to stretch and put both arms out and then leave the arm around her and take the other arm down, I'm smooth like that. But no, I still like going to the movies. It's weird, though, right? Because since COVID, you go to the movies, you feel like you're doing something no one else is doing, and not necessarily in a good way.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I've been at a movie several times over the last 2 years where I was the only one in the theater. And part of the reason I like going...
Bizarre.
Yeah, it is weird. And a couple times I pulled my phone out and I was kind of upset with myself because that's why I do that at home. I don't want to have to do that in the theater, you know, but I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm not against sitting in a recliner watching a movie at home, but the shared experience, it's like stand-up, right?
Right.
In stand-up, you get the immediate feedback of the crowd. You want to be in a crowd. You want to be in a crowd when they're laughing and stuff. I'll tell you what I don't understand, though, is the horror movie thing. There seems to be a law now. Every week you got to have a Marvel movie and you got to have a horror movie. And I'm not a horror guy. Do you like the horror?
I talk about the box office, well, nightly, and every week I do this rundown, and I cannot believe how many horror films over the last year. There's 2 opening this week.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'll watch them, but it's not my favorite genre, for sure. What's yours, Steve? What kind of movies do you like?
I mean, you can just flip on CNN. You flip on CNN, you wait for Trump, you got plenty of horror. What do you need to go to the theater for?
He does tend to get his share of coverage. Yeah, what's your favorite movie?
I love comedy. Yeah. There's not enough of it anymore.
I agree.
Maybe the favorite movie of all time for me, and it's still on quite a bit, but I'll watch 1 minute of it. I'll watch an hour of it. I'll watch the whole thing. Blazing Saddles.
Oh, my God.
Blazing Saddles may be the greatest film ever made.
Love it. And people always say you couldn't do a movie like that now. You can. It might not play in the theater, a wide release, but do you think the pendulum is swinging back where you can be a little more Blazing Saddle-y? Have you seen that?
I think only if it's like that guillotine swinging axe thing. I think that's the only thing that could be swinging. The audience is incredibly sensitive. That's going to take a while to change.
Right.
But I don't know. The industry doesn't respect comedies the way it did. You know, I think Will Ferrell could probably still get a comedy made, but I don't know how many people could even open a comedy at this point.
I was just talking about this yesterday, and when I lived in L.A., my partner Greg Gliena and I sold a few movies. Only one of them got made. I know for a fact none of them will ever get made now, unless Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler wants to do it. But even Adam Sandler's movie, Happy Gilmore 2, went right to Netflix. It's terrible.
Yeah, that was straight to Netflix. Not even a consideration of putting it in the theater. And he's got such a base, a core audience. You think he would have sold plenty of tickets.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. You know, and it's not an old guy thing. I just think there's a lot of people missing out on good conversation movies and good comedies, and they're just not getting made.
Steve, what's your favorite movie snack? Let's say when you're in the theater, what do you go for, and what do you do at home?
For a long time, probably into the 90s, I was a snow caps guy.
Okay. Love snow caps.
Not, and by the way, not made with real snow.
Or caps for that matter.
Or caps for that matter. But snow caps are good. It's not exciting, but popcorn and Coke Zero will get it done.
Oh, sweet.
But I'm blessed to have three. We are blessed to have three crazy great grandkids, a 9 and a 5-year-old. The older ones took them to a movie a couple of weeks ago. $100 for the tickets and the snacks. And the snacks, you're talking about a couple of drinks. They want the Sour Patch Kids, which I believe are $79.50. and the popcorn. And, if the food wasn't such high quality, it would be annoying.
Right.
But the price of snacks is insane. At home, whatever's available. But yeah, in a movie theater, snow caps. I'm going to stick with the snow caps. So they're getting harder to find.
Yes, they are. Like Goobers and Raisinets, it's tough. It's almost like you need a throwback movie theater. Do you shush people, Steve, in the theater? Or do you just give them a look if they're talking?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
No, I will tell you to shut up. I will tell you to shut up. I'm not even that nice about it. It's like, hey, you want to talk? Go outside. And
this isn't your living room.
I'm a big enough dude. And with this face, it's not the kind of face you just don't know. Is he normal? Right. Is there something wrong with him? You don't know.
Nowadays, if you're willing to tell someone to shut up, they have to assume you could be crazy because nobody does that anymore.
Right. Exactly right. Right. Be very careful. So, yeah, I don't like the talking in the theater. Of course not. I don't talk. Go outside.
Right. I think we're ready for your pick, Steve. You may have already given it. If your popcorn pick of the week was Blazing Saddles, that's fine. But was that your pick or do you want to give a different one?
See, this is stuff. This is stuff. Can I just do a quick decades thing with you?
Can you do a what?
A quick decades thing with you? Can I give you that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
70s Blazing Saddles, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
80s The Big Chill.
Nice.
Oh, a movie called Sneakers. Do you remember Sneakers?
Oh, we lost you there for a second, Steve. I got you back. Sneakers, yes. Robert Redford, right?
Yeah, we got a signal.
I can hear you now.
Robert Redford and...
there was a younger guy.
Yeah, and it was great. It's a great little movie.
I forgot about that.
And two... River Phoenix.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was River Phoenix. And then in the 2000s... Anchorman. The first Anchorman was such a cool surprise. It was hysterical.
I love it. Can we do? We got to do a really quick break, Steve. Can we come back with you? Can you hang on?
Yeah, good. Go.
All right, fantastic. We are coming right back. Steve Cochran did something a little different, folks. We got a pick of the. Hey, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, Treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheep's head for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night as we broadcast live from Madison this week. I'll be back up on the home court in Green Bay next week. Great to have you with me. We've got Tim Sowers coming up at 7:20. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? I said True Detective and No Country for Old Men. Our guest at the moment, radio legend Steve Cochran, says White Men Can't Jump. We are on with Steve now. Steve, and if he shushes you in a theater, folks, err on the side of caution and just button it, because you don't know if Steve is crazy or not, right? I mean, you could probably open a can of whoop ass,
right,
Steve.
Right, yeah. That's exactly right.
So this is great, Steve. Those are great picks. I like how you did it by decades. I have to share this with you. I don't know if I did this last time you were on, but I was a guest on your show a couple times, and once I was promoting a film I had made called The Godfather of Green Bay, and my mom and dad were with me, yep. And that was when WGN looked out over Michigan Avenue, and my dad was out there, and he had like yep. this pith hat on, and you said, your dad looks like he's about to do a mob hit, which... thrilled my dad, because he's as far as from mafia as you can get.
Right.
It was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Right, right, right. That studio was exceptional. That Street studio.
Yeah.
That was one of the great studios of all time.
I go there a lot. It's my hometown. I go back to Chicago a lot. It's not even there anymore. The last time I went by, what did they do? Why did they do that?
They sold the building and took it to condo, high-end condos, because, you know, we don't have enough of those.
Oh, my God. That's awful. I want to ask you something. As someone who I consider a mentor and someone I look up to, not just in radio as a man, Steve.
Good call by you. No other men available, clearly. Go ahead.
You had you're adopted, and you had your birth mom on the show once, which I think is so cool. And you've done some great things over the years. Have you ever done anything like that or something similar that just totally went south?
That's a good question. No, not that I can think of off the top of my head. I'm sure there's been a few close calls.
Okay.
But yeah, my birth mom listening as I described that I was going to do a search for her and my dad, that whole period of time was crazy. My birth mom is now 85 and a half, and she just had successful valve surgery.
Nice.
She got a cow valve. She wanted a pig valve, so she's a little bitter. And
insurance didn't cover it. Like,
yeah, right. It was an upgrade. And she's doing great. My sisters are great, and got a couple of nieces that are great. We're blessed. We really are.
That's fantastic.
I got a good radio story for you, though, because this doesn't necessarily drive what we're talking about. But in the days in the 80s and 90s of giving away big stuff, you know, cash, cars, trips, that was the thing. In the 80s, I'm in Baltimore, and the station was struggling a little bit. We were starting to gain some ground, but they cut a deal with a car dealership to give away a new car. And it was a license plate game. And the interns had to go out and literally handwrite pre-internet hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of license plates. And eventually, over the course of several weeks, you would reveal the license plate of the car. And if you could identify the full license plate by the guesses that have been made, you win the car. So I was supposed to get this dummy list that would start the game. And on the first morning of the first day of the contest, they gave me the winning plate. And it's more complicated to explain, but just know this. We gave away the car in 24 minutes, and it was scheduled to be a three-month promotion.
What did a head roll for that? Whose air was that?
You know, well, you know, they needed me. I didn't blame anybody because I was the one that said the stuff in the air. I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Funny.
But, yeah, you don't want to give away the big event in 24 minutes.
That's a lot of filler you have to come up with for the next 3 months.
Right.
Hey, Steve, we got about a minute and a half left. You were in Grumpy Old Men. What was that like? Did you get to meet Jack Lemmon and or Walter Matthau? Oh, no. Did Steve freeze?
I think he...
Am I back?
Oh, there he is. There he is. You know, Steve. Yeah.
All right, real quick. Yes is the answer. I hung out with Jack Lemmon for a week. The coolest guy ever. Oh, and man. Margaret kissed me on the cheek. Burgess Meredith, every time I met him, was the first time. Hey, kid, you in the picture? Every day. Walter Matthau was wanting to pretend that he was drunk and I was helping him, but he was actually drunk. It was a great experience.
That is awesome.
Hey, CoverinShow.com for everything, if you don't mind. YouTube, live from my office. You're going to be on my podcast soon, but thanks for having me.
Steve, you're the best. Thank you so much. Drive carefully and have a great weekend in the Minneapolis, as they say.
Sure will. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. That's Steve Cochran, folks. You can find Steve anywhere online. Follow him on his socials. He's great. And I truly mean that. He's a great mentor to people in radio. He's a phenomenal radio personality. So thank you very much, Steve. And that was very interesting the way he did the popcorn pick of the week. We've never done it like that. One movie for every decade. I love that. All right. We're going to do the news, and then we're coming back for Act Two. We're going to talk a little more about Woody Harrelson. Read your texts. Dom might do a little bit of line dancing if the mood catches him.
I wouldn't plan on it. So
okay. Stretch out just in case. All right. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We still got a minute.
What?
We still got 1 minute.
Oh, the clock is different here, Matt. Oh, my God. What am I? All right, Dom, start line dancing.
Okay, I'm going to start line dancing. All right? No, I'm not doing that.
Let's read it. Well, let's bang out one of these texts because Cam texted, but sometimes Cam, I can't read that, Cam made a couch potato couch potato t-shirt, which I was very thankful for from Kim. 920 says Woody, I almost said Woody Allen. Woody Harrelson. Hey, Mitch, Hunger Games. That's a good one. Forgot he was in all those too. All right, now it's time to go. And we're coming right back. Uh-huh. After intermission for Act Two, Tim Sowers here at 720. Some Woody Harrelson talk and maybe a surprise. So don't go anywhere. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It's not clear what Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche asked former Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell during their six-hour meeting today in Tallahassee, Florida.
Of course, there's been lots of discussions about whether any pardon for her is on the table, whether any commutation of her sentence, if you will, came up. That's obviously a big question as she appeals her conviction to the Supreme Court, an appeal that this Department of Justice opposes.
Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking and other charges, sentenced to 20 years in prison in 2022. President Trump touring the Federal Reserve, looking at the ongoing construction at the central bank's headquarters alongside Chair Jerome Powell, criticizing the extensive $2.5 billion renovation project while doubling down on the need for the Federal Reserve to lower its benchmark interest rate. Two passings to note, the face of pro wrestling for decades, Hulk Hogan, dead at 71, and word that American jazz musician Chuck Mangione has died. He was 84. This is ABC News.